Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. The Lord is descending. He advances like a cloud. His chariots come down like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. The people know they are ruined. They cannot stop this. This is not natural. This is no ordinary wind or no ordinary clouds. They are full of woe. And the voice comes again, O Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart and be saved. If only we would turn from our wickedness. If only we would wash and be clean, we could still be saved. But we harbour wicked thoughts. Often we can seem like we are okay. We don't do anything particularly noticeably bad. We don't say things that are noticeably bad. Perhaps we've perfected the art of silence so that we do not speak. But our thoughts are wicked, and the Lord sees them. And he knows the intentions that they come from. He knows the motivations that they come from too. A voice comes from the tribe of Dan. All it does is proclaim disaster from the hills of Ephraim. It's told to the nations and to Jerusalem. What's coming is coming. A besieging army is coming from a distant land. And there is a huge war cry against Judah, against God's people. These men surround Judah as if they're men guarding a field. No one can get in and no one can get out, because no one can escape what is going to happen. No one ever escapes God's punishment. And this has happened because of the rebellion, solely against the Lord. The Lord says to them, it's your own actions. It's your own conduct that has made this happen and has brought this upon you. So now is time for the punishment. Oh, how bitter it is, how it pierces to the heart. How dreadful will be that day when those who refuse the Lord, who rebel, who will not give up their evil thoughts and evil ways, when they're brought to book, when they face this astounding show of power from the Lord and his utter punishment, how every heart will be pierced and every heart will know that it is their own deserving. Their hearts will be pierced as his heart was pierced. But his heart was pierced so that his people could be redeemed, could be forgiven. But if we pass that up and if we miss that, then we will suffer it for ourselves. And how bitter it will be.